It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 850.
It's Weekend Banter. Jess, Mr. 97, welcome. Welcome.
Thank you.
Real great number. 850, similar number to the cost of Jess's leather jacket that she's currently wearing, which is looking beautiful.
Thank you, Tommy. That's a really nice compliment. Yeah.
No worries.
It is a
Have you got the other one close by? Because you bought two, didn't you?
I do. I whipped it out as well. Do you want to see it?
Yeah. Now, can you do a costume change halfway through, please?
Yeah. We'll see. Yeah. Halfway through.
Okay.
It's probably not great for audio listeners, but for audio listeners, how would you describe it, Jess?
So, this one is a little bit bigger. It has a ripple effect on the leather and it has silver hardware and it has more pockets, whereas the other one has matte black hardware and is like shorter and smaller. Mm-hmm. So, a little bit tighter, but they have subtle differences and that's all that matters.
And so hardware, is that a common is that a common thing that they is that a bikey thing? Who says hardware?
Well, these things are like hardware. Like like zips and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Is that
you know when you have a bag and it has
is that a term well known? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe it's just I think so. Why? Yeah. So you guys haven't heard of it before.
No, we haven't heard of it. No, it sounds very official. It sounds like you're working. Have you sold a jacket before? Have you worked in retail?
No, never.
Okay. What was your first job?
I worked in a hardware store.
Oh, really?
Bongs. I know.
There you go. Hardware.
Yeah.
What'd you sell?
Yeah, what section? Paint or what were you doing?
I was on the registers, but I was an all-rounder. Like, I was pretty good on the floor. I men were impressed, I think. When they'd come in, they'd be like, oh, can I please speak to someone? I'm like, oh, that's just in aisle two, and I think you need this one.
Okay, to be honest.
She's good on the floor.
What's that? What is Conspiracy Jimmy say, Josh? The NP, the player, the non-someone player? You know, like when you're referring to a person, what's the term?
I can't remember.
It's a gaming term.
Oh, yeah.
It's a non...
Where it's like... Where someone's a part of the game.
Is it NLP? NLP?
Non...
Nah, something... Anyway.
Annoying me now. You think that Jess is one of those?
No. What I think is...
A non-player character.
Non-player character, which are just a part of the game, but they're just built in. They have their own systems. they just do like one thing. They walk down the aisles and that's all they do in the game. People at Bunnings Warehouse, as much as I'm impressed by Sandra, who knows every fucking aisle and where everything lives, and Gary, who will bloody tell you everything about a spanner, I had this moment where I was like, how do they know this shit? This is the Matrix, and they are the NPCs. Like, they have just got such knowledge on these aisles that it's like, oh, my God, I feel like I'm really in a simulation when I'm talking to someone from Bunnings, and they're just like, down there, aisle three, down the back, down the bottom, up the top. Got it.
But they're not always right.
Well, they're confident.
They are. I think there's a lot of confidence that can go on. There was a guy who actually... I remember going to Bunnings a few years ago, and when
that
I was
there, your last time, wasn't
it? Yeah,
your first. Oh my god!
Sorry, was it the last time you went to Bunnings where you ran in? You were on your phone and you walked into a door, walked into a car. Remember how you were bleeding? You were bleeding.
Oh
is
yeah,
this, how is did, this I your little?
Oh no! Yeah. No, so no, I rented a van to move, and it was from Bunnings, and yeah, I was
can
fucking
you rent
on
a van from Bunnings.
Yeah, you can. Yep.
Mm.
And I was on my I was looking at my phone and I put my head up and the van thing was low. I smashed and I had like a fucking Harry Potter scar.
But you were bleeding though.
Yeah, I was very bad. Yeah. It was nasty. But like the scar's basically gone away. But there's some old, we can put a photo up on our
Is that your last time at Bunnings though?
No. I even bought, I've sent a bunch of people to Bunnings on my behalf. Happy Harry's done that a couple of times. I've sent him to Bunnings. But no, there was a guy the last time, I think his name was Jake, that worked there. And he had, I would say, 20 badges on his, what is it called? It's like they have their uniform, but they
apron.
Wear an apron. They've got their apron on. He's got like 15 or 20 badges on his apron of different awards. I'm like, Jake, this is huge. look like you're fucking, you're smashing it at this job. And he says, I know.
So employee of the week or?
Yeah. So he yeah. worked at the Port Melbourne store, but they just needed fill-ins at the Collingwood store. And so he was there for that. And he's like, no, the reason I wear it is because my boss says that you can only wear one or two badges at a time and I just want to piss him off. So I thought that was quite good. A guy who's a high achiever but also a smart ass.
I love
sounds
that.
Like someone right. we know.
Which one? Who? Mason's a smart ass.
It's pushing back on authority though, because it is there is something nice. How do you push back on authority now as an adult, Josh?
How do I push back? Look, yeah, just probably it's not really authority, is it? Just the refusing to go down and collecting my Uber Eats from. It's probably not authority. There's probably something fucked up about that. Now, probably, I don't know. I just do. I don't have to deal with authority. I think that's the thing. Maybe like that's a good thing about having your own business and doing all. Like I don't have any of that shit. Like I used to have the biggest blow ups with managers and shit like that.
Yeah, you're now off the GERD. How are you, Jess? What's your do you push back? What were you like as a kid at school? Naughty girl?
No, I've always been a people pleaser.
Have you?
Yeah. Which is, I feel like I was a little bit bratty with mum and dad sometimes, but no, I've always been a bit of a people pleaser.
And so even the days of you being a kid and having a few ciggies, that was a people pleasing. That was you people pleasing, really, rather than being a rebel.
You better hope to fucking God that my mum doesn't listen to this show because...
What? No, just a couple of ciggies when you're a kid.
There's the title.
Yeah, no. That's
don't you dare, honestly. Okay. It was only like a couple of times when I was drinking, right? Uh-huh. And like if they ever found out, I would still be written out of the fucking will. So we just need to keep it in the DL. Yeah.
And we want to be able to visit whatever holiday house you buy with that will. So let's keep it good. No, but you were young.
I mean, I smoked a joint with a friend's dad in year 7.
Yeah, that's not
crazy. That's crazy. It's not fucking good at all.
Who was the dad? He's got to be a bit tweaked. Stoner.
Of course, yeah, he's a big stoner. And we stole weed from his drawer in grade 5 and got stoned. Like,
are you trying to make Jess feel bad? I feel like you're just trying to...
Well, I'm trying to just reveal...
If this, Jess, are they going to feel better or be like, who the fuck is Tommy Jacket? Who is this guy you're working with?
Well, no, because... Don't worry, I won't finish that sentence.
Because your parents have occasional weed, is that what you were going to say? That they
No, my okay, yeah, my one of them has in the past, and we do plan to do it again. Okay. If we were going to go to Amsterdam this year, and that was going to be a fun time.
Oh, that's
well,
that's
they're cute. Saying that weed will be legal in Australia in 2021 potentially. This really? Is cannabis could be legal from 2021. And they're saying over-the-counter medical cannabis could be available in Australia from next year. Therapeutics Goods Administration has released a notice of interim decision on proposed amendments to the poison standard, which could give the green light for access to cannabidiol without a prescription or at pharmacies.
You should be a newsreader.
I mean, it seems...
Oh, did you see the poor newsreader yesterday?
It's CBD. That's
What happened to the newsreader?
Yeah, what happened?
He just stumbled over his words and then he got really emotional and he just couldn't finish it and it broke my heart.
So it's EP 800 all over again.
people get emotional, it throws me, okay? So it's just sad.
He said that he was dehydrated. I did see that tweet up.
Really?
In fact. Yeah. That's a crazy... Dehydrated and then disorientated. Like, that's quite a full-on thing to happen, don't you think?
Talking for hours.
Yeah.
I guess. And maybe he just didn't have a glass of water, you know?
Uh-huh. Sebs, have you ever had a cigarette before?
Nah. Nothing.
Good.
Yeah, no. I wouldn't...
Not worth it.
Yeah. I was listening to Joe Rogan talking about edibles. So, when we went to Los Angeles, I had my first sort of illicit drug. Are they illicit drugs if...
No.
Okay. What is illicit?
Not in the state that... not in California.
But what is an illicit drug?
I'll tell you the illicit meaning. Forbidden by law, rules, okay, or customs.
So,
so it's no, not based so it on it being fun, yeah, legal so to the
we,
state.
We got it from MedMen, from like an, the equivalent of an Apple store type of deal.
And, yeah, yeah.
24
yeah.
month warranty.
Exactly. Yeah. And I... Yeah.
Still on a payment plan for it, you know.
Yeah, definitely. But I... no, we had to actually... A fun fact, Jess, you probably don't know this, but we had to pay cash. So because the credit system, like your Visas and your MasterCards, all that sort of thing, they are sort of legislated at a federal level. And so because marijuana, it was still, when I don't know if it's still the same or what the deal is.
Still is. It's still illegal in other states around the country.
So federally, it's illegal. You can't actually buy marijuana using a credit card. And so we had to then go get cash, like pay cash for the marijuana. It's one of the best. If you were to reconcile our books, it's the best, I think, sort of expense.
But you put it through the business?
We got the cash out. The cash was the business. We kept the receipt and everything. And it's all for content.
So the cash was spent on, no one knows. No one knows what the cash was spent on once it pulled out of the ATM.
And so anyway, we and it wasn't that crazy. How much did we spend? $60?
$40.
$40. $40 US?
Yeah, so it was probably $60.
Anything for me just to be right. Like, I could have just let that go. I'm like, 60 somewhere. Anyway.
Well, it's actually $30 in the shop. So you pay $30 USD and you get whatever, whatever it is.
Anyway, so the I'm not very good with Bodhi. So this is why I can't have kids. I can hear Bodhi talking. Yeah. I literally can't talk.
If I mute myself, will I lose sync? Is that what happens?
No. You can mute yourself.
No, you'll be fine.
All right, I'll mute myself.
Okay, great. get out of the fucking lounge room, he says. what was I saying? So edible. Apparently, it's more addictive than I was led to believe, and it can cause a bit of schizophrenia because I thought it was going to be my drug of choice. In the future, where it's like very easy, right?
Your just drug eat of it. Choice.
Well, just like just a relaxing thing, just like you, Sevs, with the gin and all of that sort of thing, like how you are with gin. I thought I could have a couple of gummies on a Friday night.
You could be
night,
the edibles guy.
Yeah, but I've decided
he's
do
a
that.
Freak though. He every time he flies in a plane in on the way to the airport, eats a few of them.
That's Joe. That's
and he says
me.
That it's like letting go, like. Think about all the resistance you have internally. You're traveling like, the annoying queues or the annoying bloody fucking, you know, food that's on the plane. There's so many things that annoy you. And so he's like, I just lean into that and I get really baked and just let go of all that shit.
Yeah.
Not for a veteran stoner. There's a difference. I couldn't do it. I'd fucking lose my mind.
And you're allowed to go high. I mean, I guess, what are they going to do? You're allowed to go high into all these other countries, all these other states.
I guess if it's consumed, right?
Well, you're not. It's like being super drunk. You can't. You're not meant to fly if you're super drunk. But it's if you can hold it together, sure, sure. They serve. I mean, I had 5 bottles of wine on the plane on the way over to New York one time, and by the time I got around to pressing
not
the button,
5 bottles.
Well, they, you know, have you ever flown on a plane, Jess? You know what the bottles are?
No, she was they're
2 point,
sad about Tiger closing, so that she probably has never had alcohol on it because it's always like $70 and you have to use your credit card.
I've never flown Tiger, okay?
2.2 standard drinks in those little bottles of red, but by the time I was pressing it, he would just rock up and have it in his hand because he knew what I was going to ask for. he was on to me big time.
Sevs, what's been happening in your week? What are you excited about?
My week? On last weekend, I ordered omega-3 and also vitamin D
Sebs,
supplements.
Honestly.
Really?
And I'm fired up. Yeah. I'm fired. I haven't had them yet and
feeling
I haven't gotten
loose.
Them yet, but I'm fired up. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why are you fired up?
I'm just excited to have them, to be honest. Like, just...
We must be consuming the same thing because I just had a moment last week where I'm like, I need to go hard on fish oil. Oh, did you listen to the Miley Cyrus chat
no,
on Joe
no,
Rogan?
No, no,
okay.
No.
She loves fish.
I've been wanting... Yeah. Well, this is the thing. Like, so Pete sent me his fish supplier details,
mm-hmm.
and I haven't gone down and I haven't gotten them yet because it's at a market, and so I haven't. I don't know. I just eating fish three times a week. No one in the family likes fish really, except me and Mum, and Grace likes it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I got these fish oil supplements. So I'm pumped to be taking those soon.
So you just, like, it's sort of funny though. Like, it's one thing to be, it's like saying no one in my house likes red meat, so I just got iron tablets. It's not the same experience as having an actual piece of fish, like these tablets, right?
No, there's a lot more. You should be eating your fish, like that, instead of eating your, supplements.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but eating it whole, right?
Yeah.
So I've been having 3 fish oil tablets with every meal.
Wow.
How many meals are you having a day? 3. 3, so you're having 9 tablets a day. And what's the dosage on the actual bottle, say, that you should be doing?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Probably 2, I think. Is it, Mace? Is that what you'll say?
He hasn't got them yet.
Don't I haven't got them yet. But there's,
I thought you got them, you just weren't taking them.
No, I haven't got them yet. But the thing is, like, I mean, Josh, you were talking earlier in the year around the different types of omega-3s that you get in the fish oil supplements. And so there was a bit of research that went into finding the right one to make sure I got the right form.
So what brand?
What's the brand? Hang on, let me just get my order up. I think it's called... It's all the way from like the Arctic fish or whatever.
Yeah.
Here we go. It is... Are you kidding me? This is an absolute disaster trying to find this. It doesn't even give me a link on my order. Nordic Naturals. There you go.
Nordic Naturals. Okay.
Nordic Naturals.
And Jess, what are you rocking?
I have no idea. I think it's like a Swiss, maybe.
I knew you were going to say Swiss.
It's just a supermarket brand, you know.
Uh-huh. No, I get that. I mean, you've
I feel like the Swedish fish are going to be a lot healthier than our fish. I don't know where ours are coming from. Who knows?
What do you mean?
Well, if Sebs has Scandi fish, I don't know, it just feels nicer.
That's true. They are meant to be
they're known for their fish
in the world.
Well, they're hotter anyway, right?
Yeah, I've got carp fish oil. Just from the local Kunun Creek.
they can't be good for you.
Do you guys like fishing? Have you fished before?
I love fishing. Love it.
So I did.
Have you ever fished?
Yeah.
Once?
Yeah. No, so I, my dad's not into fishing. And so because he's not into fishing, it was sort of like dead in the water, not the fish, but the idea.
Yeah.
But when we went to where was it? Bateman's Bay. As a kid, I got a hand reel. I was like determined to fish. And so I hired a hand reel and then went down onto this small little sort of jetty area. And because Dad wouldn't come with me or whatever, so I just went and did it. And I got eaten alive by sand flies. And so I had scabs. Like I was my legs were like fully like bloodied the whole trip. And we had to put ointment on. So I haven't done it since, yeah.
Sorry, how did you know how to bait it and everything if you didn't have someone there to teach you?
Probably didn't. I think
the key word, Jess, was stick it on hired. You hire it and it probably comes with a hook on it.
Yeah, they gave me like the 30-second run through. I think I was watching, there was a show called I Fish that was on Channel 31 or there was some sort of fish show and I used to watch that. And so go from like these guys who are like fucking, fishing like game style, you know, like game fish. And then I'm fucking Bateman's Bay on this tiny jetty with my fucking hand reel. Just not very fucking patient either. Just getting pissed off and just fucking, just like they're biting me. And I still got fucking scars on my legs from it. It's quite fun.
Wow.
Jess, have you fished? You sound like you're keen on it.
No, not really. We go to Lawn every January and my sister's boyfriend fishes. I head down there sometimes with them. It's kind of thrilling, like when you do get something mm-hmm. and you pull it up and it's like there, but then I feel guilty about it and I'm like, I want to put it back in because you've heard it, obviously. But yeah, have you caught a squid, Tommy?
Never a squid. I've caught shark. No, it looked like a stingray. I don't think it was. Carp, bloody whiting. Mm.
I feel like
flathead
fish ray thing. Sorry, what was it called? A stingray.
Stingray.
I feel like potentially the way that you said that, you've said that you've caught a stingray before. Like if you're in a pub, you'll do it. But
not fishing.
Now that you're on
not
a
fishing, spear fishing. Okay. Spear fishing. Spear fishing. I have. It's No. I caught this thing that looked like it was a shark though, but it looks similar to a sting. Like it has these sort of big flaps off the side, and it's looks a bit like a tiger. It was awesome. I put them back. Depends on.
You pull
I remember
spear going, out first.
Or so how, yeah, how screwed are they with a spear that's gone through?
They definitely die. They fall to the
bottom. No, that's to eat. They're dead. They're dead.
Oh, well, so when you're you don't spear fish and then let them go because they're already screwed.
No, you're doing it pure. Okay. You're only going to shoot if you're going to eat it.
Okay.
And so no.
Where are you shooting? Fishing. Are you shooting it in the head or are you trying to paralyze it?
Wherever you can get it, mate. Depends if you're Jason Bourne, you know, or you know, got precision. But no, it's
Where are you meant to aim? Do you know?
I don't know. You're going to hit it. I don't know. Never learned that. Just go for it.
Stuck in the sand?
Depends on whatever. You can shoot it while it's mid-swimming. It's pretty barbaric, to be honest.
Yeah. It's, I don't like this.
There is something.
But you don't want to do it. If you're not going to eat that thing, don't fucking kill it. Mm-hmm. Don't kill it.
Yeah. And also, descaling a fish is fucking disgusting.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you guys
done
that?
Yeah, no.
Now, leave it to the professionals. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, to be honest,
also,
I've ate more
fish mace. Are disgusting.
I've eaten more fish from a from a shop than I have the ones that I've caught myself.
I mean, it's not really saying anything if you have fish and chips every weekend. I mean, how often are people fishing? You know, like that's
true.
That's an outrage.
I mean, there'll be people that fish all the time. I mean, it depends. There's some places you go. I saw a guy who has a full boat set up and he literally posted this week on Facebook, please help. I have all of the equipment, but I cannot catch a fish on this lake. Does somebody know how to fish this lake? I'll pay you in bloody meat and, you know, whatever. He has a farm, but he was saying that I'll pay you to come and help me because some people just have no idea.
So
or you just don't know.
Heading over?
Just a real rich.
Well, mate, I messaged him and said, "Mate, let me sort this out."
It doesn't matter where you fucking shoot them. You just fucking shoot them and you got it. I'm not an expert. If I'm being honest, I probably fucking go to a fish and chip shop more than I fish. Well, it'll be pretty fucking close.
Here's the logic. If a fish is 30 centimetres long, where are you going to shoot it for the best chance?
I reckon at the 15 centimetre mark.
Right. Exactly. You just go for the bit. And so you aim for that. But if you get it at the bloody end of it, are you happy?
For the head and
why do you need the head? What's the benefit of the head?
Well, you're trying to kill it.
No, I just said that if you're trying to aim for the middle.
But Sevs and Jess think that you aim for the head.
Yeah, but well, so if it's going right through,
it swims forward and then you get the body.
Okay, so
you're you're in front of the fish. You must be the fish is coming towards you.
Are you head on? Yeah.
I'm thinking it's swimming to the like on the side, and you've got to go. You aim for the head, and then it swims a little bit further, and then you catch its body.
So it sounds like you want to hit the middle.
Yeah, correct.
You're going for the middle.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that makes sense.
So you wouldn't aim for the body, is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. How handy do you think you are, Jess?
In what term? Like I can use.
Like if you were on an island, it was Josh versus Jess. Who would die first?
Fucking Josh for sure.
You reckon?
Yeah.
What do you
Although
think?
Although I think your tactic would just be to sit still, not exert yourself, and just chill. Whereas I'd be like fucking running all over the island trying to find like materials to make a boat, and then I'd die of like exhaustion or something. I think
maybe
that's how it would play out.
That Discovery show, Naked and Afraid. it's a horrendous sight. So this is a reality show, where two people are put on an island. And they've got nothing, no equipment, no clothes. And they have to just try and survive.
Wow.
Someone I know was on, Allison was on the show. But I would be, I would just be self-conscious the whole time. I would just
I was going to say, I couldn't think of anything fucking worse.
Yeah. I'm just like hiding behind leaves, right? Like just fucking just... Could you imagine the YouTube comments?
That sounds like a shocking show.
Yeah.
There's actually a new show that's come out on TV. I saw an ad for it. I won't be watching because I don't have a, I don't have free-to-air, but they... It's called SAS or something. So, they're taking like celebrity. So, Chappelle Corby. Is that her name? The drug smuggler?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chappelle Corby. Yep. She's on it. They're taking her. Merrick Watts, an Australian radio guy. And it's about training these people like the SAS do, challenging them, you know, pushing them out of helicopters into water and putting them through their paces like SAS training.
If they had budget, I mean, Hamish Blake would be fucking good at that show, I reckon.
He'd win it, though. That's the thing. He would because he's tough. I think he's mentally tough. He's the guy that's been stung by the most stingy, most painful ant. Joe Rogan was speaking about him on his podcast.
Oh,
he's like, that Australian guy, have you seen that video of him putting his hand? Like, he talked about it on our show, episode 100, I think, that he didn't realise what it was. He thought it was good. Oh, yeah, fine. It'll just be pain, a little bit of pain. He's a maniac.
Yeah, he nearly died.
I fucking respect.
Jess,
fucking respect.
I mean, you're talking about your fish and your meals and all that sort of thing. What's you're weighing everything. What diet are you on at the moment?
It's not really, I suppose you can call it a diet, but I'm just tracking macros at the moment. Mm-hmm. So, like your fats, carbs and protein.
Mm-hmm. It's just a lifestyle, JJ.
It sounds like
well-balanced.
I mean, is it well-balanced if you weighing something? Is that like long-term? Do you think you'll always just use a scale now whenever you're sort of eating?
I feel like I will while I'm at home. I feel like I want to get back into meal preps as it is anyway if we do go back to the office. Uh-huh. So, I'll do it on the weekends and, yeah.
And so, what was your oil conundrum?
I made a stir fry and I just chucked a whole heap of veggies in and, of course, weighed it. And because it was so massive, it was in a massive wok, I just assumed that it probably needed a little bit more oil. And so, yeah, I put in half a cup. And
what? Half a cup of oil.
I know. I was like, surely that's like, you know, when you just drizzle and you're not tracking it. So I didn't realize.
Are you tracking the oil normally? Because half a cup, that's a lot.
I wasn't normally.
Well, no, she wasn't. So this is the problem. You're trying to reach what was like, it's like a healthy, you're reaching 2200 calories or whatever a day.
Yeah.
But you were forgetting the oil.
I'm eating more than I used to eat.
But you'd forgotten the oil. And you use half a cup. So, what did it turn into?
So, Mace, it ended up being like 1,000 calories or something for half a cup of oil, which is outrageous. And so,
did you deep fry your veggies?
Did you put breadcrumb on them too?
Most of it was in the bottom of it anyway, so it's fine.
It was tempura. You just made tempura.
yeah, some veggies.
I should have done that. That would have been so good. Yeah, so I've learnt my lesson and oil has a lot of calories.
Half a cup
oil is a lot of calories.
Is absurd.
Yeah.
Well, most of it stayed in the bottom of the pan anyway, so I didn't consume it. That's my reasoning.
No, I get it.
Yeah, I mean, you could cook them without. Mm-hmm. I mean, it depends on how sad your diet is, but I used to cook veggies with no oil, try and cook everything with no oil, just like schnitzel in a pan.
The thing is, I need it because you need your fats.
Well,
because you can't get it from.
Look, olive oil's not your problem. You know,
no, exactly.
It's not your problem.
What's her problem?
Cadbury fucking caramel.
Half a cup.
That's my fucking problem.
Chocolate, wine.
But you haven't had any. You were telling me how you've just like, you've got some Hay Tiger chocolate at home and you're just getting mad about it.
Yeah. Do you know what? I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I'm an all or nothing kind of person. Like I can't I can't do things in moderation. Like I have to do, it's just, I have to abstain or it's, you know, I'm eating it.
Mm.
So, that makes it a little bit easier, but Hay Tiger, it's just a really good, since you brought that into the office that time, I'd never had it before and now I'm craving it.
Yeah. It is good. Like they're not crazy big. You could smash one and you'll be fine. It's probably less calories than the oil.
But that's the all or nothing.
You got to respect that.
You got to know that. Because then the opposite is, which you always say, Josh, it's like me with having to stop drinking. because I fucking don't have a filter. Or if I, you know, I have a filter that just varies every day or week. It there is something about just that commitment. Mm-hmm. It's do you feel healthier, Jess?
Mm, I feel real
mentally?
Good.
Mentally?
Yeah, mentally better. Because I think the thing with drinking as well is, like, I have given it up for now, but, like, obviously it's mostly because I'm prepping myself for when we come out of lockdown.
for an absolute effort.
Summer is going to be hard. I'm going to be a lightweight as well because I've barely been drinking.
I mean, what's it going to look like? Can you paint the picture of that first experience of, like, drinking and being out? Like, what is that going to actually look like?
I think it could be messy. I think I might start off slow. Like, maybe we do, like, all the gals together in, like, a house kind of party vibe. Mm-hmm. And then we move up, our way up the scale. So, like, kind of all transition in one night. Into, like, a bar. No. I think it needs to be over a couple of weekends.
Okay, sure.
Which kind of works well with the timeline that Dan Andrews popped out. So, from October, we can go sit in a park and drink.
Yeah, sure.
And then from November, we can have people over. And so, we'll drink there. And then after that, they'll open everything up and we can go out.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Does that sound okay
when
for you guys?
When you said Dan Andrews, like, I just thought of Dan Murphy's. It's just like, so Dan Murphy's of like what I think I'm going to do. I think that's it. I mean, did you say drinking at a park?
Yeah. In a, like a...
Are you allowed to drink at parks?
Yeah, some parks. Some parks, you can.
I've never drunk at a park.
Other parks, you just drink in a coffee cup.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, remember, I was drinking in Central Park. Bought a nice Cerveza off a young gentleman.
Yeah, but you had to have, like, a newspaper around it. As if you were
it was great. Oh, dude. Jess, you would have loved it. Corona, sitting in Central Park, watching people play, you know, frisbee.
As in the Corona.
Oh, that's right. You even classic. This is such a TJ move. We sit Bree, TJ, and I sitting down. Sees people fucking playing frisbee. Has to fucking get up and be like, "Oh, I'm over here," and have a fucking crack. Like, just like, mate.
No,
if you're watching a footy game,
that's what I love about Tommy. He's just friendly. Leave him alone.
Sevs, you should have seen how far this guy could throw this aerobie. It was like, you know, the aerobie, it's like vortex. A disc. It's like a hole. Yeah, it's got the big hole in it. So they can go a lot further. But I don't know, mate. I threw it. Josh, did I throw it fucking far?
I can't remember. I just remember I'd probably be more comfortable with it nowadays. But I feel like at the time, it was just like from you getting the beer illegally to doing all that sort of thing, I'm just like, I'm getting the top.
What else are you going to do? It's the guy who sat down, didn't drink a beer, just, awkward chill, in a park?
I was just like, no, I was just enjoying the park. Like, just. I was an observer. No, but you were like, you engage and interact. Like, I love being in my space, watching, looking, doing all of that. But the.
So you did what you love, and I did what I love.
Exactly, exactly.
And we were happy.
Yeah.
You're just judging me.
I've got more index cards, guys. They've come in.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
there we go.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my. Maybe it was present.
So that's very exciting. it smells perfumey. They've put some sort of perfume on it.
I've actually got footage of that I'll post on Instagram of the park frisbee situation. I think I even got you to film me do it.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I could imagine that. I do like that you do that stuff, but it's not like that doesn't mean I have to do it.
Absolutely, but no one asks you to do it.
Thank you.
I know you wouldn't do it.
Josh, I think you should step out of your comfort zone a little bit sometimes.
Would you do it, Jess?
Come play frisbee. Yeah, I would have played with him.
Now, would you have engaged?
Jess, the guy had his top off and he was the most ripped dude you've ever seen. You would have loved it.
So my perspective is, I'm like, am I adding it for them? Am I like, so these two guys playing frisbee, doing their thing. The anxiety I have is it's like, do they want me to play? And it's pretty awkward to be like, oh, nah, bro, we're actually like, we're trying to get to 100 throws together.
Yeah, but see, you've overthought it at that point. If he just said, sorry, dude, I'd be like, no problem, man.
But who is going to say sorry, dude? They'd be like,
yeah, but
cool,
you
man.
Read the room. You read the room. If he was intense, you wouldn't have done it. But Jess, I just sent you the footage. It was the most magical afternoon, 5:44 p.m. on the 1st of October, 2018. And it was Central Park. Sun was coming down. You could see just, oh, the beautiful big hotel in the background. It was magical. And this frisbee really went nice. Very, very
do you know
far.
What? We've got a well-balanced team now, so...
Yeah.
We can do that.
So, Mace, would you do it? Would you do the? You'd probably do, even though you're a socially sort of, you know, so you're a pretty social guy. But
I wouldn't see. I wouldn't be the first person to engage. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. But if TJ goes over and he's playing, and then like Jess is over there, I'll go over.
You know? Yeah, mate, I found a video.
And
of
at that
me.
Point, I think Josh would come over.
Of course, dude. I just found a video of me getting that corona in the paper off that guy.
Yeah.
And, oh, God, that's bringing back some nice memories. Like, just thinking about having a nice beer, getting a little buzz.
Yeah.
Oh, looks great.
Looks so nice.
Yeah. So, Jess, you like the look of the Central Park?
Yeah. I've never had a corona.
Rather,
we're
going to
get you one. Yeah, I know you would, Sevs. But there's, you know, live a little, buddy. Just open your
horizon.
They
smell funny, to be honest.
Coronas?
Yeah, all beers smell funny.
Gin smells more funny than beer.
Gin doesn't... Nah, beer smells a bit funky, like something's going on with it.
Well, it is rot. It's like fermented.
Yeah.
Go on.
So you don't... Mace, you don't drink beer at all, do you?
I don't drink anything except the gin and tonic.
Other than gin. Josh, do you? Would you go to a pub and just like sink a pint or something?
No. No, so I've had a red wine. Yes. So I only had red wine up until like 3 months ago where I incorporated gin after Sev said it was great, but also when Hot Accountant sent us
some death gin.
Josh is the guy that would have a red wine at 35 degrees at a pub.
Yes.
He'd be that dude. You have, Josh, you've had like a, we had a cocktail on the rooftop at the Standard. Was it the Standard?
Oh, yeah, New York? Right. But we had to get a lot of photos.
Yeah, we got a cocktail. That was the same day. Yeah. We had a cocktail on the rooftop. That was sick. Mm-hmm. And then what else have you had? Like, I feel like Jess, he'd drink a skinny bitch. He'd get around that.
I mean, the thing is, I would get around the...
any colourful cocktail, definitely.
Yeah, but going to a venue, like the thing that...
That's embarrassing. I can't.
Why? No, cocktails are great. Like the...
Jess, that's toxic masculinity. Yeah, like, yeah. Just dial it back a bit, babe.
It's the jacket. It's the leather jacket. I mean, Jess, are you a shots kind of gal? Like, do you go hard on shots? No.
No. I hate them.
So Sevs and I are shots guys. Like when we're in LA, we were having fucking shots that were like Tully was pouring us these fucking. Do you remember that, yeah. Sevs?
Yeah,
and they tasted the thing good.
You don't taste them. You have to be pissed enough to have them. Mm-hmm. Like you need to have the stuff that tastes yummy that masks all the alcohol first. And then you can have all the other yucky stuff. Yeah. It's like champagne. Oh. You can only have champagne once you're pissed enough to not taste anything.
Really? You
know? Mason. Yeah.
Dude.
That's how alcohol works.
That's how
I am.
Thanks for the...
I'm looking at old... I'm going to do a series of photos on Instagram today. Videos and photos of our New York trip. This is bringing back so many great memories.
Oh, great. You probably got photos
that was so
seen.
Was it this time last year?
Two years ago. Yeah, that was before TJ and I had started Big Media Company properly. Like we'd registered the business, but we hadn't done a single client job.
When we did a session at Starbucks where we were talking about what the business will look like, and we talked about Jess, Mason. You know, we knew you guys were here. Like we've known about you guys. Most of our lives. You guys haven't known.
Your vibrational rhythm.
Well, there's all the yellow. So cards. These are all the index cards, guys. Go check out the YouTube channel if you want to see them all.
There's a thumbnail.
just basic index cards, really.
Oh, all right, guys, out. I got to go give this kid some attention. And so, as much as I would love to stay here all day watching you reveal your index cards, I'm pulling the pin. All right, it's guys. Been a great show.
It's a daily love talk you, show. Enjoy love your day. All. Have a good one. Love bye.
You. See you. Bye.